Most of us think of outer space as pretty clear and empty, but after 50-plus years of space exploration, there's actually a lot of junk floating out there, everything from leftover rocket boosters to tiny chips of paint. A new report by the National Research Council says it's time to clean up all that orbiting garbage. Donald Kessler is a retired senior scientist for NASA's Orbital Debris Program and a lead author of the new report. He's speaking to us from Asheville, North Carolina. Now, this is not a new problem, Dr. Kessler, but your report says two events in recent years have really proved a setback to the efforts to clean up space. What are those two events?
The two events were the Chinese anti-satellite test, which occurred in 2007, where they shot up a rocket, which then was allowed to run into by another one of their satellites at an altitude of about 900 kilometers, which happens to be one of the most crowded regions of Earth orbit. And the second event was an accidental collision between Iridium 33 and Cosmos 2252, which is a Russian communication satellite. And both of those two events combined actually double the number of catalog fragments that the U.S. Space Command maintains.
And when you say catalog fragments, I mean, your report says there are 22,000 objects in orbit that are big enough to be tracked. What size are we talking about when you say fragments?
You're talking about roughly 4 inches in diameter.
And what kind of damage would a 4-inch in diameter piece of garbage do if, a spaceship were to knock into it?
Well, it would be catastrophic as far as the spaceship was concerned. The real question is, would it cause another satellite to totally be catastrophic and create a whole bunch of fragments? And that would depend a little bit on the mass. About 25% of the fragments that are that small are actually massive enough to cause another satellite to totally break up into actually millions of fragments.
Has any of this junk ever fallen out of space onto Earth? Is that even possible?
Oh, certainly. The most famous is a Russian satellite, which had radioactive material on board. It landed in Canada back in the late 70s. That required the USSR at that time to help clean up the radioactive debris that it generated. But things like Skylab, gosh, when it reentered, that was a big news because it was our first space station, essentially. And they were concerned about it, where it would land. And there was an effort to try to make it land in the ocean. And they missed the ocean. Most of it landed in Australia. And there were pieces recovered as a result of it. But so far, no one's ever been injured by such an event.
How do you propose cleaning up junk in space?
The problem is getting there. And then once you get there, what do you do with the stuff after you get it? I tend to refer to the old-fashioned way of getting up there as things like the shuttle. It actually retrieves several things from space, but those were designed to be retrieved. One was the LDEF satellite, where it was brought back after quite a few years in orbit just to see what kind of damage you'd find on such a satellite. Two others were Palapa and Westar, which were brought back because they malfunctioned and they hoped to recycle them. But that was a very expensive way to do things because it cost as much to bring them down as it did to put them up in the first place. Mm-hmm. And when you're starting to talk about literally bringing hundreds of objects back, you're talking about a large amount of money. So there's been an effort, actually, since almost the beginning of the Orbital Debris Program, of people coming up with ideas about how you can do that more efficiently and bring more objects back with a single launch.
Donald Kessler, a retired senior scientist and a lead author of the National Research Council's report on junk in space. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.